Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. Are you ready for a snowstorm of global proportion? Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Hello, everybody. I'm in my series of a dozen or so episodes focusing on a group of filmmakers that have something in common. They were all selected to participate in Cinema Diverse, the Palm Springs Lesbian and Gay Film Festival. Actually, it's the Palm Springs LGBTQ Film Festival. And the festival happens every year. You can find out about it at cinemadiverse.org. And in 2015, the dates are September 17th through the 20th at the Camelot Theaters. In this particular episode, I'll be speaking with director-writer Michael J. Saul of The Surface. As he writes at IMDb about the film The Surface, Evan Jones, a child orphan who for years was shifted from one foster home to another. Now a disaffected college student, he lived with his wealthy boyfriend, Chris. Their social and financial disparities have made their relationship increasingly volatile despite their mutual love for one another. While sifting through old relics at an elderly man's yard sale, Evan finds an 8mm movie camera. The man offers to teach Evan how to use it if he comes back the following week. And of course, there's more to it, but I have actually the audio of the film's official trailer. You can see the video that goes with this audio by searching YouTube for The Surface. I actually searched it with writer-director Michael J. Saul's name as well, and it was easy to find. So we're going to go right now to the audio of the official trailer for The Surface.
I just want you to be happy, okay? Sometimes it seems like it's impossible to make you happy.
I'm not sure there's a place that I fit in. I'm not sure anyone ever fits in completely.
I took movies of my kids growing up with this thing. Served me well.
What else did my dad promise you?
Evan.
Oh, he said he'd show me how to edit this stuff.
How have you not seen this coming?
I just think that if we both work a little harder and make...
Work
know,
hard
try to
make,
make an
effort. What?
Who's that kid in all your home movies?
I lived in 6 different places by the time I was 13.
Were you like an orphan?
You finally found the family that you've always wanted, and it's his.
Well, he can take care of you, and that's what you've always wanted anyway, isn't it?
People come and go out of your life. There's nothing you can do about it.
I don't know how people pretend to be someone they're not, or how they lie to people they love. I do know that I need to search for my own life, and that the people along the way are special and important, but they are not the journey.
And that is the audio of the official trailer of the film The Surface, available at YouTube. Not the film, but the trailer. And I have writer-director Michael J. Saul in this episode.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch. Rumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody. So in this episode, I'm speaking with Michael Saul, the mastermind behind the fabulous film, The Surface. He's the writer-director. By the way, you can find the film at thesurfacefilm.com. The San Francisco Chronicle calls The Surface transcendent. Queerty.com says a must-see film of the year. And one of Frameline's best bets says San Jose Mercury News. Those are three great reviews from three outlets that don't give out great reviews easily. So welcome, Michael, and congratulations on the critical acclaim of your film.
Thank you very much.
So I know that you've been working in the business for a while, and I'd love to know, first of all, kind of what inspired you to get into the film business?
Well, I suppose it started when I was a teenager, and a lot of those things are alluded to in the film, actually. My father and grandfather, for which the film is dedicated, actually took a lot of home movies of us growing up, my brother and sister and I. And so movie cameras were always in the household. And when I got to be a teenager, my father sort of got tired of taking home movies, so he handed the camera to me and showed me how to use it, and that sort of was the beginning of it. And then I made a lot of films as a teenager and just continued that as I've gotten older.
I love that. I had a really good friend who was into an 8mm film and camera in junior high school, and we made our own little movies as well. And he was the director, I was the star, and it birthed the future for me. So, wanting to be a filmmaker and then actually starting to do it are two different things. And it took a lot of perseverance on your part. What were the turning points that actually got you from vision to reality in terms of being a professional in the world of film?
That's hard to say, because most of us who work in extremely low-budget gay films are always sort of wondering when that's going to happen. I mean, I did a lot of short films for many years had a lot of successes in film festivals and that sort of thing, but never really made any money at it. And still really don't. I don't know anybody in gay independent film that's getting rich. So the turning point, I think, came when I decided to make my first feature about 10 years ago. And that sort of brought me out into the world of distribution and what commerce there is and publicity and that sort of thing. And so it is really just the deciding that you've had enough of waiting and trying to do what you want to do and just go out and do it. And my belief is with probably anything, once you get the train going on the tracks, people jump on. So
have you met people that you collaborate with on every project just because you click so well and you have a friendship and believe in each other?
The one person that I worked with the most was someone who I cast to be in my first feature, Heath Daniels. And since then, he and I have been working together both as producer, writer, director, actor in quite a few of the titles. We did a number of short films together, one of which is called Go Go Reject, which did very, very well. I think it played, in fact, at this film festival at Palm Springs and a number of years ago. And since then, we both come from the Midwest and we have sort of the same sensibilities. And he's also a producer on The Surface and also the casting director. So he's sort of my partner in crime.
I love that. When did you learn, my listeners may not know that Frameline is one of the most reputable, sought-after LGBTQ film festivals for people that want to get their film in an important festival. So I'm wondering, when did you learn that you had been accepted into Frameline, and how was that for you? Did you sort of know that that was going to happen? Were you ultimately confident that that would be the outcome?
No, you're never confident. And at the time, we really didn't have any publicist or anybody to sort of help pave the way for us. It was really the number one festival that I had my eyes on. We submitted to South by Southwest. I knew that was a long shot, and we did not get in South by Southwest. But I knew where I really wanted to have my world premiere was San Francisco, because it's just a wonderful, wonderful festival. And we heard, I guess, in April or May, that we got in, and it was super exciting. We were all just bubbling over. So that was really great. And they do have a way of sort of pushing a film out into the world on its way in a very successful manner. And it was a great experience.
I love it. Was your screening at the Castro Theater?
It was. It was about 1,200 people. So.
And was it a nighttime screening?
It was an evening screening, and it happened to be the night after the SCOTA ruling. So,
oh, my goodness.
And it was Gay Pride. So people were in the streets. People were celebrating. Everybody and their sister and brother were out celebrating. And I was a little nervous there that maybe people might be celebrating too much and not come to our screening, but they did. And it made it even more sort of historic for us because it was just such a meaningful day.
I love that. I love that. And, the whole world was electrified by that ruling and remains so. I like to ask filmmakers what it was like for an audience to experience their film that wasn't predisposed to love them. So Frameline would definitely fall into that category. Of course, the audience is going to want to be supportive of you, but they see the best of LGBT cinema and they have for decades. So what was the, do you have fear and trepidation when that premiere is going on? And ultimately, was there a moment for you of relief and joy accompanied by thunderous applause, for example?
Well, yeah, all of those things. I mean, it was not only our world premiere, but it was actually the very first time we had seen it in front of an audience at all. So there's always some fear that, you know, maybe one or two or three people at Frameline really liked it, but this other 1,200 people, they may not like it at all. So I was sitting there very nervously with my partner, squeezing his hand, probably cutting off the circulation, waiting to see, you know, how many people walk out, for instance, or that type of thing. And I was very pleasantly surprised. It was very well received. The Q&A sessions in all the festivals so far that I've been able to attend have just been really moving and wonderful. It seems to touch people on a very personal level, and there's nothing better than that.
I love that. Next up, I want to ask you about films that might have changed your life and informed who you are in the world today after this.
Everything Nicholas Snow is available at NicholasSnow.com. For our video programming, check out NicholasSnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
And today I'm speaking with Michael J. Saul, who is the writer-director of the film The Surface. Michael, before the break, I was wondering, I posed the question, was there a film that changed your life and helped make you the person you are today? Anything that makes that list?
Well, a number of films and directors, but I think probably many filmmakers of my generation, Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. I saw it when I was young, when it was first out, and it completely changed my view of what film could be. And I loved the idea that you could tell a story in a nonlinear, non-structured way and pose questions to the audience and possibly change them or give them things to think about rather than just entertaining them. And so that was really important for me.
I love that.
Then, yeah, I mean, since then I'm a huge Kubrick fan, and my work is kind of inspired by him in some ways. But also, I have to say, The Surface has been inspired to a large degree by Terrence Malick's The Tree of Life, which which I thought was another example of beautiful filmmaking and storytelling and suggestion of to the audience that they can sort of breathe life into the story themselves. And so those are the kind of films that I really enjoy watching, and those are the kinds of films I like to make.
So those are films that helped you see what filmmaking can be. Are there films that helped you see who you could be? For example, when I was in college, I saw the movie Making Love. At the time, I had a girlfriend, and it inspired me that to do more exploration of my sexuality. That's just one example of a film that had a powerful impact in my life. Are there particular films that help you become who you are and know who you are and be who you are?
Well, a lot of them. I mean, even some of the early gay-themed films in the 80s were always inspiring me, because every time I see someone else tell a story like that on the screen, it inspires me to say, well, there's obviously an audience for this. There are obviously stories to be told. And, you know, why am I not continuing to do that? So I think that whole movement of gay film that started pretty much in the 70s and 80s in mainstream theaters and things that were accessible to most people really helped to just solidify what you want to do, what you've been wanting to do, and proves that you can, in fact, do it. So,
other people's successes at doing something that we want to do remind us that it's possible, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really important when those kinds of things come out. Films like Morris, just to have a classic tale told in film form by important filmmakers in regular mainstream theaters, that's quite something. And that was one of the films that, you know, inspired me to move forward and do what I wanted to do.
I love that. So tell me, I don't want to say anything about the surface that you don't want to talk about, because clearly people mm-hmm. that listen to this interview will be inspired to see it. But what would you like to say about the film? I read a few lines of the official synopsis that you have wrote for IMDb, but what would you like to say to the listeners about The Surface?
Well, it's an incredibly personal story. It didn't happen to me per se, but a lot of elements of it are very personal to me. It may be a little different from some other films that they may see at the film festival, because it isn't your standard sort of three act script with a tight little ending. So, but if you are sort of in the mood to see a film that is different and may make you think about your own life a little bit and may show you something that you haven't seen before, then I hope that people will enjoy it.
Where was The Surface made? Where did you film?
We shot everything here in Los Angeles.
And did you sort of practice guerrilla filmmaking, or did you get all the right permits?
I don't think I've ever purchased a permit in my life, because that's a large part of the budget, unfortunately. I'd love to be able to do that, but we do a lot of guerrilla filmmaking, and luckily, this was shot with a DSLR, with the Canon 7D, and so luckily with that kind of gear, if you're very careful, you can get away with a lot of shooting that way, and no one bothers you.
Because they don't really know you're making a feature film.
Yeah, because we don't have trucks, not things, tripods of lights and things on the sidewalk or anything like that. It's very, very quiet, and so there were scenes that we just went out at night in Burbank and shot using existing light. And we also had some really wonderful locations that were, for the most part, donated to us. Peter's house, the location of Peter's house, happened to be one of our associate producers. And Chris's house, which is this wonderful house up on the Hollywood Hills with a view of Los Angeles, was another friend of mine's house. And so this is the kind, it's all favors and people who really want to help you and, you know, people who are dedicated to your project. That's really what it takes.
Certainly. Now, do you have a day job that you participate in while you're pursuing your filmmaking passion, or have you been able to transition into full-time filmmaking?
Well, a little bit of both. My day job is I'm a freelancer. I do a lot of motion graphics and animation, primarily for documentaries. I've worked on two big documentaries over the past couple of years, one of which is on HBO right now and one is on CNN. And then I do a bunch of other projects as they come by. I'm doing a lot of little freelance sort of projects. I did have a regular for about 22 years that I made films around that. But now I'm just freelancing and I'm loving it. And it also gives me a lot more time to work on the films as well.
I love that. I've always had some sort of day job while I pursue my passions, which is important. But it's always nice when you can just really devote all of your time and energy, at least for a period of time, to what you really love doing. When we come back, I want you to talk about this visually stunning and I'm sure talented cast of The Surface, how you found them and what it was like to work with them, because they have some really interesting credits among them, which I think is exciting.
The snowstorm continues after this.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
And I'm talking with Michael J. Saul, who is the writer-director of The Surface, which is getting critical acclaim at an increasing number of film festivals. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to be with me on the show today. So you have a very interesting cast. Let's talk about your lead, Harry Haynes, who plays Evan Jones in the film.
Mm-hmm. Well, Harry is a really interesting guy, and thank God he came to us finally. We had a really hard time casting this role for various reasons, but when Harry did come along, I was not immediately for him in the role. I had a very different sort of physicality in mind for this role. And Heath Daniels, my producer and casting director, brought Harry in and showed me some of his modeling photos. He's a model, he's a Ford model. And if you Google image Harry Haynes and find image, you'll find hundreds of amazing photographs of Harry. So it's very impressive. He's certainly very attractive. And so we ended up working with Harry. He was very, very interested in the project and did some testing with him and the other actors. And he really brought something to the character that I had never imagined, really, in a very refreshing kind of way. And so we grabbed him, and we're very glad we did, because he's now going on to doing some amazing new work. So
I love that. And so was Michael Redford, who plays Peter Berg, I guess that's Harry's love interest, was he cast first?
Yes, everyone was cast before Harry. Michael Redford came in. Michael had worked with Heath and I on a short film, but did a Heath several years before called Adults Only. He had a very, very small role in it, but he was clearly very talented and very dedicated to helping filmmakers out and doing wonderful work. And we brought him in, and he was just perfect. Nicholas McDonald was the same sort of thing, and all of the rest of the cast sort of came in very quickly. It was just Harry that took us some time to find.
I love that. Is there anything you would like to say about the film that we haven't yet discussed?
I don't know. I think it's the kind of thing that I think most people who read something about it and decide to go see it, I hope are very glad that they did. Most of the comments we get from people, it's something that they didn't really expect when they do finally see it. And that's always a nice surprise when you go to the theater. And I just hope that people go to see it and that they enjoy it. You know?
And the life of the film will continue to expand with more film festivals and hopefully ultimate distribution. People can follow the surfacefilm.com, and of course you're on Facebook and YouTube. What are you working on now?
Well, right now I'm spending most of my time on The Surface and just getting it out into the world. But I have three other scripts that I'm considering doing next, and I don't know which one it's going to be. One of them needs to be written. The other two are written. We just have to figure out if we can raise the money or come up with the funds to make them. And they're varying sort of stories, but I feel sure in the next 6 to 10 months we'll have another project that we want to work on. So.
Well, I wish you continued success. I'd like to sort of conclude asking you a broader question. You've been in and around the entertainment industry for a long time and participant in the LGBT community, and I'm wondering if you think it's a new day in Hollywood for LGBT film and projects and opportunities.
It certainly seems to be. I hope it is. I'm very optimistic about the new LGBT characters that are in television shows and movies, and more openly gay directors and writers and technical people. I think it's really important not only that we're there, because to some extent we've always been there, it's just that we weren't always recognized or we weren't out front. And I think that's really important that, every kid in America gets to see all kinds of people on television, all kinds of people in movies, that they can identify whether they're gay or people of color. And I think it's, I hope anyway that it's opening up in a way that continues.
For people who happen to listen to this episode in its first day or two of existence, they're hearing it before the 2015 Cinema Diverse LGBT Film Festival here in Palm Springs. Will you be at the festival?
I will. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Fantastic. You know, Fridays are sort of a bitch to drive from L.A. to Palm Springs. So just
that's what I've heard.
Prepare for that. I hope I get to meet you in person at the film. I'm still figuring out which films I can go see, but I want to make it a point to try to see yours. And sure. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
My pleasure. I will see you soon. This episode is immediately shareable throughout the world on all sorts of social networks. You can embed it in your own website if you want. And as I mentioned, this is the second of at least a dozen episodes that I'm doing, focusing on filmmakers who have varied and diverse backgrounds, but all of whom ended up in the 2015 edition of Cinema Diverse right here in Palm Springs. For more information, visit cinemadiverse.org. And remember, follow The Surface www.thelifeoffilm.com to stay tuned about the life of this film and follow how it makes its way out into the world. I love to see that happen with films. Until next time.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the Snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.